After a pandemic pause last year for the Eau Claire Express baseball team, the Summer League is back this season in the Chippewa Valley. Some Northwoods teams kept playing in 2020 within the aptly named geographic pods, but not the Eau Claire Club. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the program. Right-handed pitcher Luke Trahan, who's going to be a junior at Dallas Baptist University, is playing with the Eau Claire Express this year, and he's with me on the show. By the way, DBU had an historic season, finishing one win shy of the College Baseball World Series. Luke, thanks for coming by and taking the time here. You guys split over the weekend with lacrosse. Give us an idea of how the season's going for you and the club, the Eau Claire Express, will you?
Great. I got here a little bit late due to what you had said before about our season for Dallas Baptist going a little bit longer, having a good season there, going to the Super Regional. And so I didn't get here until about probably 15 or 20 games into the season. And we did pretty well, decent the first half. And then right now in the second half, we're in first place. So it's going well. I'm really loving the team, loving the guys, being around them. It's nice to just get away and be able to relax a little bit and kind of work on what you need to. Coach Varsh and the coaching staff is really laid back, and they let you work on what you need to do, and they're there to help whenever they need to. And so it's been a great experience so far. I've loved being here. Great weather, great getting out of the Texas heat. Even there's been a couple days of heat, but it's been good getting away. Host family has been incredible to provide everything you need. I mean, the two kids that I'm with in my host family, it's been fun hanging around with them. But yeah, the team is doing really well so far, and I love being part of the Express.
Yeah, that's great. So you talked about working on some specific areas of your game. What are those for you?
Yeah, so in the last year, I've made a lot of changes. I went from throwing over the top to my coaching staff at DBU moving me down to throwing sidearm, and then going through that transition, which for the time being helped a little bit for the season. And then afterwards, I decided that I wanted to go back over the top. And so I've been going back, throwing overhand, just trying to get Vila back up there and get my slider consistent with the consistent same arm slot as my fastball. And so along with that, limiting walks, which this summer it's been super good for me. And I think it's been a time where I'm able to just find myself on the mound. I told the coaching staff whenever I left DBU for the summer that my goal was to get back to being who I am and who I was back in high school. And so I feel like I've really created a foundation for that. And being here, I was able to embrace it and embrace the environment and kind of, like I said, remember who I am.
That's good. How did you and the Express connect in the first place, Luke?
Yeah, so Dallas Baptist has sent a lot of guys to Eau Claire in the past. And there are a couple teams that my college coaches were looking at sending me. And I'm a guy that likes to be with other college guys from the same school. And so I knew that guys had been sent here before, and my pitching coach and our assistant pitching coach, mostly, who his name is Victor, he coached at Eau Claire a couple of years ago. He kind of got the setup for me here and let Varsh know about that I had interest in coming here. And so within a week, that was a done deal. And Varsh contacted me, and he was like, I hear you're you're wanting to play for the Express, and so I'm glad that it happened how it did.
Yeah. So you've been here a few weeks. What are your impressions of the league and the Chippewa Valley?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, the league is all I've ever heard of or as good as I've heard. And so my freshman year, I went to the Coastal Plains League. I was in North Carolina, and it's right up against that. The talent's great. The guys are great. It's a fun environment to be with so many different guys from different colleges that you can't experience during college season. You play against just the guys that are in your conference and the couple teams out of conference that you play with, but you never get to interact with those guys. And so, I mean, there's a couple guys from our conference on our team that I get to interact with now and see what kind of guys they are. And other people from all over the country that they come from different schools, different talent levels, different backgrounds, different everything. And it's really nice to be able to connect with them and get to know guys on a more relational level. And then, I mean, like you said, the area around here, Chippewa Falls, it's awesome. I've done anything from going to float the river to going golfing on my off day, stuff like that, and going to arcades and stuff with my host family. So very beautiful place, nice place to get away. Like I said earlier, the weather has been great here, and so blessed to be here.
Wonderful. Work hard and still have some fun this summer. That's the way it should be. Luke Trey and the right-hander with the Eau Claire Express baseball team. Luke, we are out of time for today's show, so we ask if you'll come back. We'll talk about that incredible Patriots season, DBU Patriots baseball season, winding up in the Super Regional, and we'll talk about your faith and just recently what God's been doing in your life through a personal life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. Thanks for being here, and we'll reconnect real soon, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Sounds good.